So you want to bet? Yeah, you do. That's why you're here. That's why we're here. That's what sportsbetfunding.com does. We connect basically through an exchange. Basically, any of your challenges you have overcome or cannot overcome with the new deposits and the new accounts, we get funded. We turn around and put that into transfer into cryptocurrency transfer, so you can get that immediately at a very, very low, minimal, inexpensive cost. So that's what we do. So if you have challenges, or you have buddies that have challenges getting their account or accounts open, and or the reverse is true, we can get that back as a cryptocurrency request, and then we turn around and exchange it for however, you know, payment you want to go forward. So smooth and easy. It takes the hassle, the time, the expense out of the signing up a new account. So for example, if it take MasterCard but not Visa, is all you get is Visa, we're your guy. If you have cash and you can't get cash into your account in some form or fashion, you don't want to go to Western Union, you don't want to go, we're your people. We're a US-based company. That's why it works. So what we'll do is kind of give you the daily updates on things, especially with football season ramping up, and also a top pick, which you see has been typically very productive. What we do is we see and hear and follow the sharks, the elephants, the whales that come through. And so we basically pass those answers along to the test to you. So we'll do that hopefully with a couple minutes a day. Check in. You can get all the latest news and notes and information you need, and also a top pick to get that put into your account. And the last thing I'll tell you again is a reminder, and let us know. We've had people that want to get signed up for the weekends and holidays. This is a Monday through Friday thing, but if you want to get those selections sent to you, send us a note, stop by the website, or send us a DM, with Twitter, or stop by the website at sportsbetfunding.com and just go to get support. Email says, hey, put me on the list. Put me on the weekends and holidays list, and we will know what you're talking about. So appreciate that. Okay, on to today's top one. We're going with Toronto. Toronto money line. And this is basically just a fade against Kansas City. Going to be a backup to the WNBA. You got Indiana plus 10.5 over Washington. So there's two for you. You get one baseball, one WNBA. Not a lot of guys care about the WNBA. If it's a winning unit or units, we play it. The gentleman that we follow there with that is rather be with him than against him. So we will be taking on that Indiana plus 10.5 with you, and also hitting the Toronto money line. A couple others that were kind of coming in third and fourth place to be the Boston Red Sox money line. Had some weird line movement on that, so we passed on that. And then Cleveland Indians, just too high of a price to pay, but we feel like they're going to get a W. And the last one, we probably go against Washington. Fade in Washington, as they're having a hard time lately with the St. Louis Cardinals, but St. Louis is kind of difficult to trust as well, as they're hot and cold. So, but those are some other ones we did see come through the mix. I'll be back tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.